back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILF.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford. Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. I think I said this on the air a couple weeks ago. I'm going to say it again. The Iowa Hawkeyes are going to win the Big Ten Championship in football.
Well, you have such a thing for them in Kirk Ferentz, but I'm telling you what, when you watch the Big Ten Network and you hear the commentary from Jerry DiNardo that Iowa runs the most efficient practice he's ever seen. The efficiency, that's coaching.
Right.
That's managing this body of work on a daily basis, and then you get into two-a-days and all that stuff, and it leads up to the point that you don't need 5- and 4-star players
right
to win Big Ten championships.
Well, they had a group of guys who were not highly recruited, and last year playing Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, and Michigan State, all on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They were two plays away from playing for the national championship.
You got a veteran quarterback coming back, which is huge.
If the quarterback doesn't get hurt against Northwestern, they win that game, and then they probably beat Ohio State the next week because they took him into overtime with a guy who never played quarterback before.
Right.
And then if the play had worked out differently with Texas and Nebraska and Colt McCoy doesn't get rid of that ball, Iowa would have been third in the polls. They would have moved up to second, and they would have lost to Alabama.
But, you know, with Ricky Stanzi, it's just there's some – it's like Krenzel, Craig Krenzel at Ohio State. There's some – there's this feeling of steadiness
that
offense has with him in there.
Yeah.
You know, and then you throw the great defense that Iowa throws out every year. Then you have the outstanding coach in Kirk Ferentz. I will agree with you.
Yeah.
Pretty doggone good program. And that's why there is going to be a good balance when you got Iowa and Nebraska there on – as that division breaks out, they're gonna be good as long as he's there.
We were talking basketball during the break.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Jack Ebling writes the Big Ten portion for the Sporting News college basketball, and fans out here, big shock, he's got Michigan State number one, the Big Ten.
They actually switched that because I had Purdue number one, but Mike DeCourcy said Michigan State was going to finish number one in the country, so they flipped my order.
Well, yeah, we got the byline here, and you got, lo and behold, Michigan number 11. I can't argue with you on that one. And then I look at the roster coming back, and Darius Moore is probably going to be the best player they have.
He could be a good player in a couple years.
I mean, you look. Oh my God, this is scary. Will they win double digit? Get double digit? You know, W's.
You know, Larry Lage and
not going to happen.
Larry Lage and Michael Rosenberg have a bet about that. And I think they're betting lunch or a Coke or something.
Is this a football-basketball bet, most wins?
No, this is just the number of wins that they're going to have for basketball. And, you know, Mike Rosenberg thinks that John Beilein is the real deal, and he's going to do great things. And
he's still sticking with that.
Yeah.
Because he endorsed him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like he endorsed Rich Rodriguez.
He did. People forget that.
Yeah, and I keep forgetting to remind him of that when he's on the Jack and Tom Show. I got to do that. I'm going to write that down to make sure when Rosie comes on here, you endorse Rich Rodriguez,
right?
You know, and but this 11th in the Big Ten, the fact Michigan hasn't been in NCAA tournament since 1998, getting really old. I'm finding myself being a fan of college basketball as a general thing because my team is so irrelevant. It's getting really old.
I wasn't exactly sure where to put Michigan. I decided on 11th, but you know why I put them 11th?
Why is that?
Because Nebraska isn't in the league yet.
You
I was going to put them
12th.
Yeah.
Iowa, you got number 10. So Iowa better win in football because you're not expecting great things out of the Hawkeye hoop team, are you?
No, and Indiana and Iowa,
Indiana number 9.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom Crean now is in his third year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, he got a terrible blow last year, and in fairness, a lot of Big Ten teams did. He wasn't the only guy. But his best player, the guy who scored 30 points against Kentucky, gets lost for the year. I mean, he's done. And that makes a big difference when you're trying to build a program.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but there were a lot of injuries last year. John Luehr for Wisconsin changed that whole perspective.
Yeah.
You know, you had Turner going down for Ohio State. Evan Turner went down and had that back injury and came back sooner than they thought. But Ohio State was a shell of itself.
Right.
I really think that this year in Big Ten basketball, you're going to have two teams in the Final Four. And I'm more inclined to think that they have a chance to get a third team than that they'd be shut out. I think Ohio State's going to be very, very good. This Sullinger kid is a tremendous player.
I agree with you on that. And this is where I kind of get a little Badger envy into in terms of the two-sport thing. You know, they're good every year in football, and they're good every year in basketball.
And how are they that good?
I don't know. I mean, I want to go back to the day, the wonderful days when Wisconsin sucked in both sports.
Right, exactly.
That was great, you know, in the 70s.
Right.
I mean, they were just flat-out lousy. I know when Barry Alvarez got there in football and basketball turned around, they got to the Final Four, you know, in 2000, if I'm not mistaken. That was the year Michigan State won it all.
And watch Illinois this year in basketball. They got a lot of guys back, you know. Mike Davis looked at the pros.
Yeah.
You know, you know, they had a couple guys who could have gone, really.
Illinois is a basketball school. It really, I mean, when you think of Illinois, I think of basketball.
Yeah.
But when I think of Wisconsin, I think of balance, both two-sport balance. They're relevant every year, seemingly, for the last, you know, 10, 15, going on 20 years in football and basketball. Mm-hmm. And it just it's frustrating to me right now because Michigan in basketball is not even irrelevant. They just suck in basketball. And I know just 2 years ago they're in the NCAA tournament, but that's an aberration. I mean, gone. And then look what the body work's been since 1990.
Well, Dr. John Braccio and I disagree about one thing. I think Michigan football will be back, and we'll be back.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No, I'm
not saying this year. But no. Michigan football will not be down long. Michigan basketball, I'm not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, finally they're going to get this renovation to Chrysler, so they got a little more appealing practice environment, throwing $23 million at the hoop program. Who would have thunk that they would have finally done that?
They're throwing big money at the athletic department.
Oh, their facilities, Jack, when you go down to A-Square, you're gonna be wowed when you go down there on October 9th.
Just think how much that's going to be per victory.
There you go. Always jabbing at the Wolverines.
Well, you know, it's let a sleeping Wolverine lie, they say.
I cannot wait till next Saturday. College football and going down to A-Square.
Are you
going to
be okay next Saturday night? I mean, if I call you at like 8 o'clock, are you going to answer the phone if Connecticut wins?
If I survived that infamous Saturday afternoon in 2007 after the App State game.
You were fantastic. Unbelievable.
I was one class act when I went over there to Reno's East and had to face all you clowns, you know, in my face about that game. And you were on a roll. You were on all cylinders poking at me and all your cronies. That was brutal.
That was Tom Crawford's shining moment. You know, I was saying,
I was in so much pain.
He'll never show up. You'll never see him.
I was in emotional pain after the App State.
We thought you were in shock. Just a state of total shock. And you showed up and you took it. I when you left, I said, you know what? The guy, he's amazing. I can't believe he did that. But now you've become conditioned to it. You've gotten practice.
And that's sad that I've become conditioned to it. So anyway, great show, Jack. Scott Eckersley programmed us a good one, as he always does.
We'll be out covering high school games next Thursday, and then, hey, we'll be out at Eastern, or out at Sexton, I guess, to see the Okemos Eastern game.
Right.
Want to thank all of our special guests. Bill Ferracco, Victoria's East Lansing Trojans, our first coach of the week. Don Treadwell, Michigan State offensive coordinator, and Pat Narduzzi, Spartans defensive coordinator. Rob Rubick, color analyst for the Detroit Lions preseason games. Dr. John Braccio, regional psychological services, drjohnb.com. And Draymond Green, Michigan State junior forward. And if you've been impressed by him so far, you haven't seen anything yet. He has added a couple of things to his game and dropped about 15 pounds in the process. We will be back next Saturday. I also want to thank Andrea Nelson for her help and coming in for our roundtable segment. And our producer, Scott Eckersley. For my co-host, Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling, saying, have a great weekend, everyone.